And it was the Griffins who once more would light the lamp, and it was Joel Esperance who for the first time in 12 games would finally put one in the back of the net.
That was the first game.
Here's L'Esperance looking for his first fake shoot. Scores! Joel Esperance finally breaks through in his 12th game of the season. A perennial 25-30 goal scorer in this league. And hard to believe he hadn't had one until now. But what a great move on the breakaway. Delia got a piece of it. Not quite enough, though, Larry, to stop him. And does that open up the floodgates for that prolific goal scorer? One would think that it just might.
Certainly. Right-handed shot, made a quick little dink to the left, went back to the right, shoved it in, and he just got a huge group hug from the guys on the, not only on the ice, but as they went to the bench. And you could tell how everybody was happy for him. And then as he skated around after, he looked up to the sky and he had a big exhale. That was one that he and a lot of people knew was getting to him, that he had to finally get. Maybe that will indeed break the dam and he'll start lighting it up again. But at this point, he's given the Griffins a 2-0 lead on his first of the year.
And turned out to be the game winner, L'Esperance from Cross Hannes and Marco Casper, 13-15 the time. And Joel L'Esperance breathed a sigh of relief, for sure. Added another one in the third, and if not for a sensational save by Colin Delia, would have had the hat trick in the waning seconds. And Joel L'Esperance is on a headset outside the Griffins dressing room, who no doubt is feeling a little better about things right now. Not only a win, Joel, but finally that first goal comes your way.
Yeah, it feels good to get one. Obviously the win is huge too. That was probably one of our best 60-minute games we played all year, so it's good to see it all coming together.
Joel, I thought maybe the most impressive part of this hockey game, of all the good things your team did, and we'll talk more about your goals and how good that feels for everybody who loves Joel L'Esperance, but coming out in that third period in a 2-0 game, you know how it is, especially at home. You're probably going to get outshot 14-4, 14-6, because you're going to go into a defensive mode and you're going to protect your goaltender and limit the number of really good chances against and go on and win the hockey game 2-3, 4-1, right? But your team came out and just took it to Manitoba. You outshot them 6-0 in the first 5 minutes and you got that goal from Berggren, and at that point, game over.
Yeah, I think obviously two-goal leads in hockey are tough, and we knew we had to keep playing the same way we were playing. I think that's something we struggled with this whole season so far, is playing the full 60. We'll have 20 good minutes, and then we'll fall asleep for 20. And I think that was a big part of our intermission talk there, was make sure that we play this 20 minutes the right way.
Yeah, and so it wasn't necessarily let's get into a more defensive mode here. It was keep going the way you're going. And man, I tell you, I was really impressed with the way the team came out in that third.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we didn't want to sit back. As soon as you sit back, that's when you get in trouble. And I think that's what we did. We just kept to our game plan that we had in the first and second. And obviously it worked out. Obviously that was a good third period. We closed that game out. Obviously the goal at the end is something we don't want to necessarily give up, especially on the power play with 20 seconds left or whatever it was. Got to be smarter, but other than that, it was a good third period by us.
Well, even that breakaway goal, you made a great move, and it, you know, from up top here, it took a while for that puck to appear in the back of the net, and I'm thinking, no, he didn't rob him again, did he? There was no way he was stopping that attempt, was there?
Yeah, so obviously a good play by Marco and Cross there through the neutral zone, and got lucky where the puck settled down for me in the slot on that breakaway, and yeah, for a second I thought he might have got me, but based on where his pad was, his pad slid in and the puck happened to go with it, so it was good.
All the way up here, you know, when you score, especially when you scored that second one, Joel, late in that third period, you just felt the sense of relief that you had to be feeling. It just resonated throughout the building.
Yeah, obviously being a guy who's used to putting up goals and going this stretch to start the year, it gets frustrating and you feel like you're doing the wrong things, but that's when you just got to focus on playing the right way. And I feel like I've been trying to do that, and the chances have been there.
Yeah.
And obviously tonight I was able to capitalize on a couple.
Well, I told Manitoba's broadcaster, you know, you're without a goal in 11 games, but it's not like you've been without chances. And that's the key. As long as you're getting the chances, you know they're going to go in. And boy, if not for a great save by Delia there in the end, you would have had the third.
Yeah, you made a good save there. That would have been nice, but we got the win, so that's all that matters.
You know, talk about that goal at the end. It just, it was, I made the comment at the end, is like, I don't think I've ever been more disappointed after a 5-1 win.
Huh? Yeah. I'm excited. It's obviously a good win, a good team win there, and then obviously to help out and put in some goals was nice.
What a fluky play, though, on their goal to finish it. That's the last thing you could think of happening. You know, power play, face off in their end. A wholesale change, except for number 11 stays on the ice. They're trying to keep him out there for that hat trick, and down they go. And my, what a fluky play to.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a mistake made by me actually right before that in the offensive zone. I made a pinch that I probably shouldn't have and gave up 2-on-1. So, put Hutch and Simon in a tough spot. But obviously we got the win. So that's probably the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, and the team's playing well at home. Now you just got to figure out a way. And you know, we talked about the balance of scoring. And defense, you guys are giving up a lot less shots, but all of a sudden you're giving up a lot more goals, which is kind of an odd thing to say. But again, mistakes, got to cut down on those. Young team, growing pains, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Some things. I feel like we're playing good defensively. It's those 1-2, those compounding mistakes, right? You make 1-2-3 in a row, and then that's grade A. And that's where we got to clean up. And I think tonight we were fantastic. We made the first mistake, but we cleaned it up and didn't make the second and third mistake that lead to those great A's.
Lots of good things going on in the world of Joel Esperance to start this season, right?
Yeah. It's been a good year. Obviously, added another little girl to the family.
Yes, indeed.
And now can start putting some pucks in the net. So hopefully it continues.
Well, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Joel. And congrats on baby number 2. And certainly excited for you. Obviously... on your way back to the 25-30 goal plateau.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Joel Esperance. Appreciate it, Joel.
Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving. Enjoy
yeah,
a day off. A rare Saturday off, huh?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Joel Esperance will step aside.